We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Democrats demanding the former National Security Advisor John Bolton testify at President Trump's impeachment trial on word of an excerpt from his upcoming book in which he talks about U.S. aid and Ukraine.
That's all the talk this morning as we go to Washington. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. So what does John Bolton say in this book?
Well, according to reports, fellas, he says that in August of last year, the president told him that he was withholding aid to Ukraine to essentially get the Ukrainians to announce an investigation or conduct an investigation. We haven't seen the actual manuscript itself, but sources tell us that the Bolton book has been shared here at the White House with those who are deeply involved in the impeachment process. And in fact, sources say the White House counsel's office has been aware of it for weeks because it's all part of a sort of a, what they call a pre-publication review process where they look at whether a book might contain classified material, and Bolton's lawyers insist that it doesn't, but they wanted to give the White House the opportunity to have the right of first refusal on that point. And the White House this morning is pointing to the president's firm denial. Overnight, just after midnight, he tweeted that Bolton that he didn't tell Bolton what Bolton reportedly claims in his book that he did. The book, by the way, is titled The Room Where It Happened, and the cover art is in the shape of an oval, suggesting the room where it happened was the Oval Office.
And then after a short and sweet presentation that we had on Saturday, they're back at it this afternoon in the Senate, the White House team.
The president's counsel spent 2 hours from noon until 10 o'clock, from 10 o'clock until noon on Saturday laying out its case and made quick work of it. Essentially, the argument was that the Senate has not heard evidence that proves the House manager's case, that the House managers would like to undo the last election and prevent voters from choosing Donald Trump in the next election by disqualifying him from office, and that the Democrats in the House management team have ignored exculpatory evidence that would prove the president's argument that he didn't do anything wrong.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.